The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me, I'll be right here, right here waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friends. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth, and not only a new truth, but to live the life of your dreams. And so today, we're going to be giving out some calendars. So you may want to program my number again on your phone. Program your number. Put me in your favorites. Why don't you? 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. Now, today we have a mixture of goals. I want to tell you about a dream that somebody had, that someone's had for a long time, the work that they do, and who they helped. This episode is about making a difference, the show today. So if you've wanted to make a difference in your life, perhaps maybe you can join forces with the first responding women that have a badge. So when you are a first responder, you lay down your life for the life of another. You may not know who they are. So can you imagine? You're making a difference every day. The moment you wake up, you're making a difference. But what happens when this person needs to do more and they discover a way to do it with a burn camp called Camp Amigo? So the organization is a nonprofit organization. It's called Women Behind the Badge, Brevard. They come together to create a calendar that benefits Camp Amigo. Camp Amigo offers kids who have been physically and emotionally scarred. They're burned. And these scars last a long time. This is a place where they can go to where other kids have those same scars, where they can play and feel the sense of community. This year, Women Behind the Badge will be highlighting Brevard County's beautiful firefighters, paramedics, and they are here today to tell us how they're making a difference. So who's here today? We have Danielle Suba, Christy Fleming, Misty McDermott. I wonder where she's from, who she's related to, and we're going to make sure that you hear about Camp Amigo so that you can join forces. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that these ladies, Danielle, Christy, Misty, are here to do just that. Welcome to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to start with Danielle. Danielle, you're the founder of Women Behind the Badge in Brevard County. So share a little bit about your story, and let's just start about how what led you to becoming a firefighter and a paramedic.
Something I kind of grew up with my whole life. I had somebody who was, I called him kind of like my uncle by proxy. they were both firefighters. So I grew up seeing it and always having that goal of looking up to them. everybody always looks up to somebody who's in uniform when you're a kid, that they are just the greatest thing then on earth. Sure. So, when I could have a job that I could at least change and try to help somebody, I went full force.
So you've, this was your first career becoming a firefighter, a paramedic?
Yes.
And you've been here for a while. Share a little bit of how long you've been in your
I'm going into my 13th year.
13 years. Wow. Okay. So when, at what point did you decide, okay, I get up all day, every day, and I make a difference in people's lives. I want to find something else. When did that come about?
Probably about 5 or 6 years ago, I decided I wanted to make a mark. I wanted to be able to use what I was put here for, how I use it, and to make a difference, to benefit something. If I can change one person's life, especially a child, then that was my goal. And with that said, I found Camp Amigo.
Camp Amigo is a very worthy cause. I've been doing some research. How did you find him?
Camp Amigo was started 19 years ago by a fireman. It was started by a fireman to help burn victims that were ages 6 to 18. Mm-hmm. These kids are emotionally scarred, and they're able to go with physical and emotional to be with other kids that are just like them.
Very good. Very good. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. Not only about what it's like to be a firefighter, paramedic, first responder, but how we can make a difference with Camp Amigo. And we're going to continue our conversation with Danielle Suba, Christy Fleming, and Misty McDermott when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. And today's teachers are Danielle Suba, Christy Fleming, and Misty McDermott, who are here to tell us about an important project and how they're making a difference. Now, we heard earlier from Danielle Suba, and she shared that she has been a firefighter and paramedic for 12 years, right, Danielle?
Yes.
Yes, 12. And you started this foundation, Women Behind the Badge, and the sole purpose is to create a calendar to make money for the Camp Amigo. But I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit later. For now, we're going to switch and we're going to talk to Christy, who is also a part of Women Behind the Badge. So share a little bit about your story and what brought you to Women Behind the Badge.
Good morning. I started firefighting 19 years ago.
Yes.
And unfortunately, we don't have any firefighters in my family. They just, I was working at Publix and they happened to walk through my line and I was like, wow, that looks like a fun job. And so I went for it. And so 19 years later, here I am. And I love every minute of it. I actually, I love helping people. I think that's one of the reasons why I decided to do it, because I have this knack. I love to help people, whether it's, you know, just fixing their car or painting their house, you know, something just little. And
oh yeah, that's real little. You see, that's the mentality of a first responder. I am laying down my life. Just a little, you know, just go lay down my life for you. That's a little thing I do for you. So don't worry about it.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun. I love the camaraderie and the second family. And so with the Women Behind the Badge, I was, our our union president, he came to me last year and he said, hey, Danielle's going to be doing a calendar, give her a call. So I gave her a call, and then, you know, of course it was like, yay, be in the calendar. And then I started looking up Camp Amigo, and it was amazing. I can't believe that they offer this for children, you know, to help them just to relax and be themselves. And it is nice because you do say to yourself, you know, oh, my hair doesn't look good today or anything like that. But these kids have such a bigger thing that they don't even worry about. And when I was younger, I did get burned. I put my hands in a toaster when I was real little. And then I also hit myself in the leg on my on the tailpipe when I was in second grade. And wow. my scars are gone. You know, I have like a little tiny scars, but, you know, nothing what, you know, nothing what these kids have seen.
Yeah.
So, but it's really amazing that we can raise this money to help them to just be themselves.
Yes. And we're going to talk about Camp Amigo in a little bit. I want to bring Danielle back to talk about, you know, we heard Christy say a little while ago, you know, something small like paint a house or, you know, fix your car. Or, you know, I'd love to help. Take us through the mentality of a first responder so that we can understand the importance of this project to you, not just going into a burning building, but what it means to you to be able to go beyond that.
It's really hard to explain because it's just us. This is who we are. A lot of times there's no thinking. It's almost like it's bred in us.
You can't help but do it.
Exactly. You have so much compassion and empathy and you become humble. You become very humble you do without because you know that you can help somebody else. There's no questions on who they are, what they do, anything about them. We don't know any of that, but we still do it.
At your own risk. So let's talk about the cost of doing things without thinking about it. Laying down your life so that you can save the life of another. What is the cost for yourself, for your body, for your life, the people around you who love you and see you running into these buildings? What is the price that you have paid for that?
There are emotional scars. There are highs and there are lows. There are unbelievable highs that you were blessed enough to help somebody, whether it was a crash, a medical illness, or something, and they walk right in and thank you because you saved their life. Those are highs. Those are great highs because you got to see results. You got to see that, yes, you made a difference. But then there's the lows. There are the times that you have a baby in your arms and you can't save that baby. I know myself, I have a son. I know Christy has a child.
Yeah.
A lot of us have families. So sometimes when you go to calls, they hit home. They're the same age as your child. I know myself and Christy are both firefighters, but we're also paramedics. So we do both sides of the job. We do the medical and the fire side.
Okay.
So you have variety.
Yeah, absolutely. And so Christy, would you like to add to what Danielle just said?
Yes. When she said there's our highs and our lows, we do carry those every day with us. A lot of us have learned to put them in a box, seal them up, and throw them in a back container where you don't think about them anymore. But there are many times where you'll be driving around town and you'll see, like, you know, a certain area and you're like, oh, I remember that call. And you just can't get away from it sometimes. You just kind of, and I know that my husband and I, he's also a firefighter. for Brevard County, we talk about work like a little bit and then we let it go because we have to. If not, then we start bottling it up. And then, you know, we do start to, you'll have little arguments here and there, and it's not anything serious, but it's just enough to get annoying. Or I'll, if it's one of those days, when I was at the busier stations, you know, we'd run some bad calls and I'd snap at them. But it's just, that's the thing where we have to learn to put it aside sometimes, talk about it for a minute, put it aside and move on. But you always have that in your back of your mind. And then having those highs are great because you do remember those great calls and they kind of take the place of the sad calls.
Very good. Very good. And you know what? I just want to say thank you for your service because, you know, many of us go through life not even being grateful. We have nothing to be grateful for. And if we could just say thank you to our first responders, then we have at least one thing to be grateful for. So I want to switch back to Danielle. Danielle, Camp Amigo was something that resonated. It started with a firefighter.
Yes.
Share a little bit about Camp Amigo. And it looks like a lot of firefighters have resonated with Camp Amigo. And it
yes.
just hit me. My goodness, you guys are fighting fires. These are burn victims. So, I just get it right now. So share a little bit about Camp Amigo and how children are benefited from going to this camp.
Camp Amigo is ran in North Florida. Every year they try to do something different. It's not always the same exact adventures and stuff like that. It is... when children get to come there, it is basically one child to one counselor. The counselors, wow. Most of them are firefighters, but there are nurses and doctors and people in the medical field and stuff that volunteer.
Yeah.
The camp is ran solely on donation. So everything is done by all the volunteers. They cook the food. They... you know, do the camps, they do the adventures. There are group sessions where the kids get to meet other kids and talk about things. It's not just all physical fun.
Yeah.
It's a way of them to connecting with other people that have been through the same thing. It's like no judgment zone,
mm-hmm.
which it's some of these kids have lost everything. They've not just lost their physical self, the emotional self sometimes is pretty extreme. Every camper has to be 1 year out of recovery,
okay.
Whether or not they were having like skin grafts or something like that. It's like a cause so they don't get like infections and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Once they're 1 year out, they can become a camper. Camp Amigo provides transportation from wherever they are.
Wow.
No child should ever have to pay anything to go to Camp Amigo.
And the cost is like, I was listening, it costs them about $500 a child. And
I'm not really sure exactly on how much to break it down.
Yeah.
I know when I spoke with Rusty Roberts, he says it costs about $40,000 to run a summer. And it's
okay.
a 2 week, it's about a 2 week.
It's a 2 week summer. It's
yes.
a 2 week. Okay.
Yes.
So is it two different weeks or is it 1 2 week session?
It's like one, like week and a half session.
Okay. Got it. And so
you have the pre arrival of the kids and then the post and everything that all the volunteers are the ones that do all that.
Yeah. Wow. And so it's a village. It takes a village, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So if you multiply that, how many kids come out that are burn victims that come to the camp for the summer?
I know last year there was about 40 plus.
Okay.
And it's hard to determine. You don't know. I mean, we don't know when we're going to have, you know, unfortunate incidents of children that are like this. I can't, hopefully one day I could say I'm not going to have any incidents like this.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to happen. But we're unfortunate that... it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't determine demographics or the amount.
Yes. And so have you ever served at one of the camps?
No, I have not. This year I have actually applied to serve as a counselor. One of our Women Behind the Badge is a district chief. She has 28 years of service.
Wow.
And she is a counselor.
Wow.
So we do have women who have been counselors. I also work with a gentleman who is a very big part. Doug Worley is a very big part of Camp Amigo also, goes every year.
Wow.
So he actually works for my department too. So hearing stories and everything, he grabbed my heart.
Oh, and so that's how the calendar, the Women Behind the Badge calendar came about. And by the way, my listening friends, be the second caller or texter, and you're not only going to get last year's calendar, 2017, but this year's calendar, 2018, is about to be printed out. Beautiful women have been laid out to razzle and dazzle everybody. And we're going to continue our conversation with Danielle, Christy, and Misty when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Be the second caller or texter, 407-373-5959. And that's 407-373-5959. We'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we learn from one another, go through life with childlike wonder. And today we have three teachers, one of which we have not heard from yet, but we will bring her in later on to talk about the calendar and what it's taken to put it together. But I am just excited that we have the Women Behind the Badge Brevard here to talk about how they are making a difference, not only in our lives by running into after us when we get into a little bit of trouble, but they're also talking about Camp Amigo today, because it is so important that even though you're doing things in life that may fulfill you career-wise, it's always good to add something else that is totally different that will help you make a difference in somebody else's life that is just out of your extra time, I guess, is what I'm thinking. So I want to encourage you, my listening friends, to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. This is where we have this responsibility conversation, the conversation that says, I am empowered. I am enough to do anything I want to do, even run into a burning building if you are qualified to do so. I will say, if you are qualified to do that, don't feel like you need to run into a burning building, right, Danielle? Danielle just like almost flipped on that one. Okay. So I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber. And when you become a subscriber, wait for that confirmation email. And once you confirm, you'll get gifts from the Lillian McDermott Radio Show that you will get to have. And not only that, you will have the show sent to you. You can become a subscriber on YouTube, on my podcast, or at whenyouneedafriend.com. Also, you can call 407-373-5959 and you will get a free copy. Let me show you this. Hubba hubba. I'm going to show it to the people that are going to be watching on the video. And this is Women Behind the Badge. I think it's a wonderful organization that's helping Camp Amigo, and I wonder if they do other things too. So I want to encourage you to be the second caller or texter, 407-373-5959. So, Danielle, let's go back and talk about the calendars and what the calendars are doing. What is the purpose of the calendar? And then we'll bring Misty in to talk about what she's done to make the new calendar special. Oh, what was that? Go ahead, Danielle.
Entrance.
Yes. Ta-da, Danielle.
I'm here. Yes. The purpose of the calendar is to raise money for Camp Amigo. Mm-hmm. It was a way that kind of you always have the hot men firefighters. Yes. So I kind of wanted to be able to use that. Yes, women are empowered and women do this job also. So
why not?
Why not? Why not? Why not? We have beautiful women that are strong and encouraging and empowering. And some of these women are the rocks of some of these crews, mm-hmm. because it is a brother and sisterhood. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a second family. We're all there for one another. So to be able to come together to make a bigger purpose, it's amazing.
Now, Christy, I want to add you into the conversation. How do you select, who's the one that selects the people that are in the calendar?
We actually just put out like a memo that said, hey, who wants to be in the calendar?
Oh, that complicated. There we go.
Yes. Very complicated. And then we figured if we ended up with more girls than just the 12 months, we can double up, you know. We were just like, let's just put as many women in as possible. And unfortunately, this year we only had 11. But that's okay, because there's more that are out there that have expressed interest for next year.
Very good. Okay, so now we're going to bring in Misty Blue McDermott. So Misty McDermott is the creator of the calendar. She's taken all the pictures. I know that you have a crew as well. So welcome, Misty, to the Lil McDermott Radio Show.
Hello. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
I did do the hair, makeup, and photos. I was going to have some others help out, but with my hectic schedule and everyone's hectic schedules, it was just easier this year for me to kind of have two or three girls or two or three women and then just do the hair, makeup, and photos that day and kind of break it down that way. That way we can get it all done for the month of September, which we did. And so right now I'm getting all the editing done and sent off to the graphic artist for the layout, and we have to the printers on the 15th. So
now, Misty, who were the other people that were with you that did this, the calendar? Just you? You did everything?
Yes, I did the hair, makeup, and the photography.
My goodness. Talk about a Swiss Army knife. Okay. Share a little bit about your background, Misty, and what qualified you to become the hair, makeup, and photographer.
Well, I've been doing photography for ever now, it seems like. And I started doing hair and makeup over the, you know, since 2004. So pinup I specialize in, and they were doing a pinup calendar. So I was, you know, perfect for that because that's my specialty, which is another reason why I wanted to do the hair and makeup myself too, was because, you know, I wanted things a certain way. I used to be the founder of East Coast Bombshells, which is a pinup nonprofit, which is no longer. We had that going for about 6 years, and we did a lot of different events, beach cleanups. We raised money for, heart victims or heart, you know, a child who had to get heart surgery. We sent packages over to the troops overseas, so many different things. So it's nice to kind of have something to be involved in, and again, that especially that has just one specific cause, and I think it's a great cause. So I was honored to be asked to be a part of it this year.
Very good. And I'm glad that you were. It sounds like you did a lot in a very short period of time. So how did you pick the scenes? Did you pick that, or did Danielle or Christy do that, Misty?
It was kind of a collaborative effort. Most of the girls, they kind of work together with picking you know, different trucks. There's a truck in all of the shoots that we did. Some were in Titusville. Some were actually the personal Mr. Perdue. That was a really cool truck. So we just kind of, it was a couple of us, the women behind the badge actually, that had kind of organized it. And then from there, I organized the days in which groups, the shoots were going to happen.
Wow. And so did you pick a particular theme? How did the theme start revealing itself as you started taking the pictures, or did you already know, did you have a focus and a vision in mind?
Yeah, they had decided they wanted to do pinup this year. So okay. Like I said, that's kind of where I came in. That's my thing. And so they had reached out to me, and I was super excited about that. I love doing the pinup. Yeah.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you, Misty. And I wanted to share a picture on the screen. Okay, who is this? Look at this woman here. That is one of the people that we have. This is Christy, right?
Yes, that is.
Yes, me. Look at this beautiful picture for those of you who are watching us on video. And then I wanted to share the other picture, which is Danielle. Hubba, hubba. Look at these pictures. And how beautiful they are. So let's talk about Christy, because the first thing you said to me when you got on was like, oh my God, my hair, my make, I have no make. You know, it's like you're saying these things. How does it feel to have your picture taken? Is this something that's a benefit to you as well?
It is. I actually, I modeled a little bit when I was younger, and I enjoy it because you can become someone else when your hair and makeup's done. So I love the idea of taking pictures, because you can be somebody else for just a few minutes, and you know, it take a break from your reality if you need to. And I love it, because I'm a mom, and that's pretty much my title now, is mom mm-hmm. and wife and firefighter. And I've kind of lost Christy. So whenever I get to do things like this, I actually become myself again.
So that's very nice. So you see, look at that, Misty, look at what you did. You create this child within, you know, sometimes you need to let that child within us come out and play. What about you, Danielle? How does it feel to have your pictures done and your makeup and your hair to do these calendars?
It's kind of funny, because not all of us women are very girly at all. Uh-huh. We're very, I don't want to say tomboyish, but we're very,
okay.
Us. So we're just, yeah, we're just us. So you're, to be able to like,
you're strong,
go and get all dolled
strong,
up.
Yeah.
To go get all dolled up. It's a little shocking. Not used to it. Yes, but it's so much fun. And this year was the most comfortable, amazing, just working with Misty was just, it was unbelievable. I've was so comfortable.
I can relate. I've shared off the air. This is Misty McDermott. I think I know her very well. She married my son, and I'm just very honored to be her mother in love. And so for those of you, my listening friends, that are, would like a copy of the calendar, or would like to contribute and donate, we'll be talking about that. But you can get a free calendar for 2017 and 2018. All you have to do is be the second caller or texter, 407-373-5959. And we're going to continue our conversation with these beautiful women behind the badge in Brevard when we return. And fix the camera right worldwide here at whenyouneedafriend.com.
Right,
we'll be right here
waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
I am so excited to talk to such powerfully, just powerful women that are empowered by their mission. And the mission today is to raise money for Camp Amigo. This is a camp that helps, allows children that have been burned on the outside, who have scars on the outside. Yes, they're physical, but they also have emotional, internal scars. And so Camp Amigo pays for them, gets them there to the camp, and allows these kids to be around other kids who have experienced the same kind of trauma, and allows them to learn a little bit more about them being a child and how to free themselves from the scars. And so I just be the second caller or texter, and you will get a free copy of not only 2018, which is coming out in November, you'll get an advanced copy of that, but the 2017 calendar, Women Behind the Badge. It is absolutely beautiful. This year, the photographer is Misty Blue McDermott. Blue Day McDermott. So she's got that new last name too. Danielle, let's talk about the calendar and how people can donate to not just, you know, if they don't want a calendar because maybe they just use their phones right now, but the pictures are so beautiful. But if they don't want a calendar, but they want to donate to Women Behind the Badge, how do they do so?
As of right now, we only have our Facebook page up. It's Women Behind the Badge Brevard. They are more than happy to contact us via email.
Okay, what's the email?
womenbehindthebadgebrevard@gmail.com.
So womenbehindthebadgebrevard@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And then if they like us on our Facebook page, we will also be coming up with some upcoming events. Where we'll, when the calendars come out, we will be doing signings. We will be doing assistance in other programs. Like we just helped out with a Girl Scout group. We want to be out there, not just to sell our calendar, but to promote our cause.
Very good. And so for those of you who are watching and are listening, I want to encourage you to be the second caller or texter, and you get a free calendar, and you can make a donation if you would like, 407-373-5959. This is an opportunity for a first responder who is laying down their life day in, day out, to get pampered and to be a little pinup girl for just a nanosecond. And Misty McDermott was the one that helped bring the beauty out. How does it feel, Misty, because you do a lot of charity work. How does it feel to take a woman that is in jeans or maybe a t-shirt, just doesn't have any makeup because they don't need it at work? They're just there to do their job. How does it feel to make them look like a pinup poster girl?
Well, it's super fun. Just seeing the transformation from, you know, like you said, jeans and a t-shirt to a bombshell. I love seeing the transformation. I love seeing how they feel great about themselves. And for me, I was also really happy to be involved because the beginning of this year, I had a lot of health issues. I had to call 911 so many times at the beginning of this year. And so I had to deal with a lot of first responders when they would come, you know, having cardiac issues. And so it's really neat to be working with these ladies on a personal level instead of, you know, calling 911.
Yes.
But, they're so cool. Like it's made me want to become a firefighter, but you know, with my heart and stuff, I don't think I'd be able to handle it, but I mean, I have so much respect for them for sure. So it's been really an awesome, adventure for sure.
Now, Misty, if anybody wanted to do a calendar for their nonprofit, would they be able, how could they get a hold of you?
You can just search on Facebook. My page is Misty Blue Day, MISTIBLUDAY. And I have a photography, hair and makeup page. So yeah. I'm pretty easy to find. I don't have the Facebook off the top of my head, but I think if you just type that in, you'll be able to find me.
Okay. And I can also link it on Facebook. One more thing, your hair salon, if anybody wanted to get their hair, feel like a pinup person, their hair said, have them maybe just pictures for themselves. Where can they go there? What's the number? Salon.
Bombshells Barbershop and Glam Lounge.
Yes. And what's the number there in Rockledge?
321-305-5571.
Okay. I will add that also to my Facebook page after the show. Now, going back, thank you, Misty, for that information and thank for the you. Work that you did to make this calendar of 2018 be special. So I'm going to start with Christy. Christy, as you are giving your life to people, now you have a little life inside of you, and there's women out there that would like to become firefighters, police officers, first responders, where there's a long list of first responders. What would you like to tell them if they're told that they cannot do it because they're a girl?
Mm. Oh, well.
Did I strike a nerve there?
There's some choice words on that one. But I'll keep it G-rated. Tell them to shove it. That's the only thing.
Oh, that was really G. That's
well, for me now. Just tell them to just shove it, because we can do anything. I beat men out of this job to get it. I beat other women out to get this job. And as long as you have determination and you work hard, you can do anything. And it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. As long as you put hard work into it, you can do anything, absolutely anything. And I played football. I was the first female to play football on junior varsity at Cocoa Beach High School back in 1993. And I was told, you can't do it. Well, I played almost every game except for one. Well, two, because one, I wasn't on the team yet. And one, I shouldn't have played in that game anyways. So it was a big game. But I busted my butt. I practiced, I work hard at it. And other girls wanted to do it. And I told them, go ahead, do it. And now they do. They have a football player that's a female at Cocoa Beach High School. I love every minute of it. And it's just, for these girls, you just do it. Because if you don't, you will regret every minute when you didn't try.
Very good. Very, very wise words, Christy. Thank you so much for that. Now, Danielle, what would you like to say to someone that has been told that they can't do anything because they're a girl?
Well, you know, the empower, as Christy said, is exactly shove it. Because don't ever say that I can't do something, because I will so prove you wrong. Yeah, we're very strong women. The other thing that a lot of people do not realize about first responders in the fire service is the fire service is not gender different. For instance, like in the military, if a man has to do a certain amount, it's a different standard for a woman. Not in the fire service. Christy and I and the other 10 other women that are in this calendar all have passed and taken the same state, written, physical, and standards that every man has taken.
Wow.
So, you know, I do have to look that there's 11 of us girls. All of us girls in this calendar, we all work in the Brevard area. All of us are firefighters. So we're strong. Yes. And I'm very proud to be associated with great women and been able to meet Misty, who is a unbelievable woman who has her own medical issues that still took time to find to help our cause.
Very good. That's wonderful. Thank you all. You know, you're the woman behind the badge. She's the woman behind the camera and behind the hair and behind the makeup. And so we all need each other. We are all one. What happens to one person happens to all of us. And I want to thank you, Danielle, Christy, and Misty, for being on the show today to talk about how we can make a difference in our own way. It doesn't matter, big or small, it all adds up. So I want to thank all of you for jumping in and taking care of all of us without a thought of your life. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, friends.
Yeah, and to you, my listening friend, you can make a difference. Camp Amigo is campamigo.com. And I'll have all the information after the show on Facebook so that you can reach out to Women Behind the Badge. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever!
Opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.